Deze LP hebben wij gemaakt als aandenken aan het zendschip NV Mi Amigo, dat van 1960 tot en met 1980 veel radiostations heeft gehuisvest. Het is niet de bedoeling om u een geschiedkundig overzicht te geven. Op deze LP staat een groot aantal programmaflitsen waar je eens lekker om kunt lachen. Verder enkele meer onbekende fragmenten en natuurlijk veel jingles. We hopen dat u met deze LP veel plezier zult beleven. We beginnen met enkele unieke flitsen van Radio Nord voor de Zweedse kust.
Sveriges commerciële radio. Radio Nord.
Stationen med den nya tonen.
Let's not put it up to bat. Let's go.
Med allt nytt i tonen kommer här Radio Nord. Lyssna. För ett nöje är den ju. Därför hör på Radio Nord. Lyssna. Dygnet runt i ljuder är det bästa. Den musik som gillas av de flesta. Så välkommen ni som bor. Hör allt nytt i tonen.
CQ, CQ, Radio Nord calling Radio Bulgaria. Radio Nord calling Radio Bulgaria.
This is station RS Radio Bulgaria, 9.700 megacycles.
Radio Nord i ständig kontakt med radiostationer världen runt.
Radio
Nord
i takt med tiden. Radio, radio, radio Nord.
Och du, vet du att din bil håller sig blank längre med turtelvax?
Hur fick du fram det där ljudet?
Vilket ljud?
Ja, det där du gjorde när du sa namnet på det där sköldpaddsvaxet.
Menar du turtelvax?
Åh, oh, det låter fantastiskt. Tror du att jag kan gå fram det där också?
Ja, visst. Det är enkelt. Säg bara efter mig. Din bil blir bättre vaxad med turtelvax.
Brottmans, till er affär. För Brottmans, Brottmans, ju billigare är. Se så lätt ni vinner, hur mycket som ni vinner i Brottmans affär. Brottmans affär.
Nu är rätta tiden att köpa er transistorradio hos Brottmans, Brottmans, Brottmans. I Brottmans, Brottmans, Brottmans jättesortering finner ni över 4000 transistorapparater i lager till de mest särklassiga erbjudanden. Så gå till stans modernaste transistoravdelning hos Brottmans, Brottmans, Brottmans. Där kan ni också finna portabla transistorgrammofoner som passar alla skivor i stort urval från 158 kronor.
Ja, vi går till Brottmans, Brottmans, Brottmans. Ja, vi går till Brottmans, Brottmans, Brottmans.
För er som reser söderut öppnar Brottmans, Brottmans, Brottmans nu affär på Ströget i Köpenhamn, Fredriksbergsgärde 11.
Gör Brottmans, Brottmans till er affär. För Brottmans, Brottmans ju billigare är. Se så lätt ni vinner, hur mycket som ni vinner i Brottmans affär.
Nadat Radio Nord was gestopt met haar uitzendingen en de lady een soort wereldreis had gemaakt, ging de Mi Amigo voor de Engelse oostkust liggen om daar dienst te doen voor Radio Atlanta. Luister naar fragmenten met de DJ's Mike Raven en Tony Withers.
The last call on this weekend edition of Musical Mailbag Now comes from Mrs. Riddle, who lives at 25 Gilbert Street, London, West 1. And she's asked me if I'd send birthday greetings to her niece, Karen Johns, who will be 1 year old today. Karen, I hope that you're listening. I hope also that your mummy's listening, because Mrs. Riddle tells me that tomorrow is your mummy's birthday. And incidentally, your address is 27 Neil Road, West Kingsdown in Kent. I hope that you're both listening. I hope that you're going to enjoy listening to this next record from Harry Belafonte. It's called Jamaica Farewell.
Yet another successful group to emerge from Liverpool's famed Cavern Club, the Merseybeat with the Becker Island David tune, Witten and Hopen.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Sound of the 60s on Radio Atlanta right now. And now, Tony Witten is going to play for you my latest release, and it's called Sweet William.
From the Animals, Alan Price on organ, the House of the Rising Sun, and that's the show. Enjoyed your company, hope you enjoyed the music. Be back with you at 1 o'clock tomorrow for Headline Hits. Till then, from your man with the music, Tony Withers, see you around.
On 201 meters, this is Radio Atlanta, and the time is 6 o'clock.
With the first sneeze, take Beecham's powders for quick relief from a summer cold.
Hi, kids, and as always at this time of day, Radio Atlanta brings you its Big Beat Show with the R&B accent, presented by me, Mike Raven, the oldest living teenager in captivity.
Lang duurde het bestaan van Radio Atlanta niet, omdat ze met Radio Caroline samenging. Het originele Caroline-schip ging toen voor de Engelse westkust liggen en de Mi Amigo in de Theems-monding. Over deze tocht van beide schepen hoort u de Nederlandse kapitein in juni 1964.
Now, almost taking over the whole ship, we have Jay Layton, one of our disc jockeys, at the wheel. And my name's Tom Lloyd, spinning out the record. And Nettie running over the place with little messages. The whole ship wind up.
It's quite a trip, this, you know, very eventful.
Very eventful indeed. Yeah. 20 minutes before 8 on the early show from Radio Caroline.
Morning to you all, and special to my friends in Holland and Radio Caroline fans in Holland, I say, good morning, allemaal. And now to the point, we are passing at 9:30, we are passing 6 miles south of Hastings. 6 miles south of Hastings. I'm a little bit nervous, you know. That's the first time I'm on the air.
You're doing very well indeed, Captain. It's marvelous. 9:30.
Well, then we get the Royal Sovereign. The Royal Sovereign at 10 hours. At 10 hours, the Royal Sovereign. And Beachyhead, people on Beachyhead, you can see the stars at 10:30 in the morning. When you see a high mast, 180 feet long, there will be Radio Caroline passing you.
Ook aan boord van de Mi Amigo vierde men in 1964 de 90ste verjaardag van Sir Winston Churchill. Hier zijn Simon Dee en Brian Vaughan.
Time is 3 o'clock and you are listening to a program from Radio Caroline dedicated to Sir Winston Churchill, today celebrating his 90th birthday. The Battle of Britain.
Air Force, desperately outnumbered, inflicts heavy losses on the enemy.
40 or 50 squadrons of British fighter aircraft in the Battle of Britain broke the teeth of the German air fleet at odds of 7 or 8 to 1. Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
In maart 1965 bestond Radio Caroline precies een jaar en er werden wensen van diverse artiesten uitgezonden.
Hi, this is Brenda Lee, saying a big hello to all the disc jockeys on board the North Ship Radio Caroline. Hope you like my new record coming on strong, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all your listeners for their help. God bless.
On this, our first birthday, I have with me a young lady whose voice was the first female voice to be heard on Caroline.
Hi, this is Jenny Conway. I'd like to wish Caroline a very happy first birthday and thank all the people at Caroline House for letting me be part of it, the boys on the ship for making it possible, and especially to you, the listeners, for making it so successful.
Well, hi there, this is Cliff Richard. I'm glad to have the opportunity, on behalf of myself and the Shadows, to wish Radio Caroline a very happy first birthday. It doesn't seem at all a year ago that I wished you a grand opening. I hope you have many, many years. I'm sure you will have. And I shall be even happier if I hear my own little records played every now and then.
Hello, this is Hank Marvin of the Shadows here.
How are you, all right?
And this is Bruce Walsh, folks.
How are you?
This is John Rostel. Hello.
And this is Brian Bennett.
Hello,
hello, folks.
Well, I believe this is Radio Caroline's first birthday, and we're all very pleased to hear it, as Caroline is one of our favorite radio stations. And we'd just like to wish it many more birthdays and many more fine plays on the air, folks.
When we were making our short film, Rhythm and Greens, we had to get up very early in the morning, sometimes 5:30, 6 o'clock. And the only thing that kept us going was the broadcast of Radio Caroline.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Radio Caroline. Happy birthday to you.
Hello, this is Roy Orbison. And I would like to extend my birthday greetings to Radio Caroline.
Hello there. This is Lionel.
Mike.
Fritz.
And Alan.
We are, of course, the Four Pennies. And Well, fellas, do you realize that sound is exactly 1 year old today?
Hi, this is Bobby V, and I'm happy to be with the many stars wishing Radio Caroline a happy birthday. I hope you have many more.
Hallo, this is Peter.
And this is Gordon.
And we'd like to wish Radio Caroline a very happy birthday.
Een uniek stukje geschiedenis vond plaats in 1966, toen kapitein Martin Gibbs van de MV Miami Go het huwelijk voltrok tussen DJ Mike Lovesit en Janet Terrett.
Very soon on Radio Caroline, minutes in fact away from the marriage of Mick Lovesit and Janet Terrett. So...
This is Radio Caroline Newsbeat, fast and factual.
Following this newscast, we'll take you direct to the lounge of the MV Caroline for a broadcast of the marriage of Caroline disc jockey Mick Lovesit to Miss Janet Terrett. The ceremony is to be conducted by the master of the vessel, Captain Martin Gibbs.
I have received a written and signed request of Mr. Brown and Miss Terrett, stating that they wish to be married according to the laws of the Republic of Panama, and I have accepted such request. Do you, William James Brown, wish that your request be carried out?
I do.
Do you, Janet Elan Terrett, wish that your request be carried out?
I do.
The rings are now being handed to the captain.
I, Martin Gibbs, captain of the Panamanian merchant vessel, MV Caroline, in the name of the Republic and by the authority vested in me, by the laws of Panama, now pronounce you man and wife.
In 1966 waren onder meer Dave Lee Travis en Jerry Super Lytton populair bij hun luisteraars.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the familiar sound of the Travis cycle, but are you tuned in? For the grooviest sounds around, listen every day on Caroline between the hours of 12 and 3 to the Dave Lee Travis Lunchtime Show.
You slay me!
Hey, how dare you disturb me while I'm speaking to the people of England?
I thought you were through, man.
All right, I can take a hint. I'll leave the studio quietly.
That's
Robbie Dale en de Emperor Roscoe waren in 1967 de trendsetters van het station.
Well, there we have it then, but you're the clock and number called. I couldn't live without your love, number 33. That's feathers in the countdown is down. And by the way, Pastor, give my regards to the children. And thanks once again for that letter. Ha, hit the button, boy, and there she goes. Crazy. Oh, whoopee.
Morgan music.
You're in line with Caroline South on 259.
This is your swinging station.
Yes, and what do you know? Once again, Saturday Night Out, that is the night at the Wimbledon Palais. The Caroline Night Out from 7:30 until 11:30. Playing live will be the Chasers, the Bukris, and the Mystery Men. Glenda Collins will mime to her very latest record on the Pi label. It's called It's Hard to Believe It. And the star group of the evening will be the Fantastic Millionaires, who will mime to their very latest recording on Decca, Wishing Well. And then afterwards, they'll be playing live. But that's not all. Caroline's Dawn Buster, Tom Logs, the man with a crazy big honk.
He's not trying to be rude. He's playing a hit song. That's Little Richard and Holy Mackerel. And let me talk to you right now about the Eternal Triangle. That's the name of this, the people that have signed this letter, and it's from headquarters, and that's all it says here. It just says, Dear Emp Roscoe and Soul Brother, thank you, Daddy-O. Glad to have your nice letter on my show. Let me talk to your minds, Clementine. Let me tell you about the next sound. It's going to be a hit sound, but I want to talk to you about one thing before that. I want to remind you that you can win 5 super EP new records given by the Emperor Roscoe for the very first person to send me a cup of coffee. It's that
na de close-down van de Engelse zeezenders bleef Caroline als enige in de lucht.
This is Radio Caroline. It is now 12 midnight.
We shall
Radio Caroline would like to extend its thanks to Mr. Harold Wilson and his Labour government for at last after over 3.5 years of broadcasting, recognizing this station's legality. It's right to be here. It's right to be broadcasting to Great Britain and the continent. It's right to give the music and service to the peoples of Europe, which we have been doing since Easter Sunday, 1964. And we, in turn, recognize your right as our listener to have freedom of choice in your radio entertainment, and of course that Radio Caroline belongs to you. It is your radio station, even though it costs you nothing. And as we enter this new phase in our broadcasting history, you naturally have our assurance that we intend to stay on the air because we belong to you and we love you. Caroline, continue.
This is a story of man's fight for freedom. The beginning is in the past, the middle is now, the end is in the future. It is a story of sadness and of triumph. August the 14th, as disc jockeys Robbie Dale, Johnny Walker and Ross Brown leave Liverpool Street, London. Spurred on toward the sea by the hundreds of cheering people. See them now as they stand on the tender. There are tears in their eyes as their families, their homes and their loved ones are left behind. 3 o'clock on this Monday afternoon and on 266, Big Lil is heard for the last time. Caroline is alone. These three men prepare for midnight. For in a few hours' time, they are to challenge the might and the power of the British government. They will become criminals. Midnight approaches. It is August the 15th. Johnny Walker announces that Caroline belongs to you. That she loves you and she will continue. The Beatles sing All You Need Is Love. These two men sound happy, but underneath they are sad, for they now know that they have passed the point of no return. They are not sad for long. They are joined by other men who also gave up so much to fight for freedom. The seas are rough and cruel. Life is hard. But as each day passes, the moment of triumph grows nearer. The British people rally round. They send food. They send comfort. And they send their love. All you need is love, and love overcomes. The British government relents. Caroline raises her anchor and heads for England. See her now majestically and proudly sailing up the river toward the capital that has welcomed so many victors in British history. But none as victorious as these men. They stand on the deck waving to the millions of people who line the Thames. This time the tears flooding from their eyes are tears of happiness. The insurmountable odds have been surmounted. They reunite with their families, with their friends, with their loved ones. We are near the end of our story. London skyline has a new landmark pointed toward the heavens. Caroline's aerial. At last, beaming out its love and music to a free and peaceful nation. We have overcome. The battle is over. Free radio becomes a way of life, but never taken for granted. For no man will ever forget Monday, August the 14th, 1967.
Uit 1968 is hier een flits van de Lunabout Show, met onder meer Carol Mitchell en Stevie Merrick. Op 3 maart 1968 verdween ook dit station uit de lucht.
Oh, come on now, cut it out. What's the name of that sound, fellas?
Simon
lives again.
Oh, would you believe it? Hey, I told you, this is the last half hour of the Lunavout of the, the triumvirate. We held down the fort for all by our little old lonesomes, and now we're going to have a half hour Lunavout.
What's triumphant mean?
Triumvirate.
Oh, triumvirate, yeah.
You know, see, I told you I promised you a treat, not at 12:30. See, I even surprised you, it's even an hour earlier. 11:30 to 12 o'clock, it's the Caroline Lunavout with the... With what?
Mean.
With what?
You know what you have.
Look at those eyes. Just look at those eyes of the weird bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a good job it's not television.
Oh, listen, I am so...
Come on now.
You know his beard is going grey.
It's not.
It's RF, baby. It's RF.
It is not.
It's RF. It's RF.
Yeah, you and your bleach blonde hair there.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, dear.
I promised we wouldn't have any ducky. Anyway, I'll tell you what we're going to do now, people.
No, hold on. Let's see. Wait a minute. We got to see if this is right now. Yeah, that's, it's perfect. It's all ready for starting.
Right. After the count on three.
One, two, three.
Now, that is Caroline.
Blijven aannemen kent iedereen de geschiedenis van de MV Miami Go tussen 1967 en 1972. Dus nemen we een grote stap en komen dan terecht in 1972, toen Gerard van Dam de Miami Go redde van de slopershamer. Voor de VPRO-microfoon vertelde Van Dam over de plannen om van de MV Miami Go een museum te maken.
Hier staan dus de zenders. Het zenderruim is dus redelijk intact. Laten we zeggen, het stond dus erg slecht erbij. Vuil, er is enorm uitgestolen. Vakmensen hebben hier gestolen. Hier hebben dus geen vandalen gewandeld. Hier hebben vakmensen gelopen. Hier zijn delen uitgehaald door één maatschappij die dus alleen maar in Holland werkt met Continental Electronic Equipment. Dat is Veronica. En ik beschuldig niet Veronica, maar ik beschuldig wel de vakmensen die dit eruit gehaald hebben.
Wat komt er in deze ruimte? Komen hier nieuwe zenders?
Dit blijft helemaal zoals het nu is. Het wordt lekker gelucht, schoongemaakt, gedroogd. En mensen kunnen hier dus kijken en zich vergapen aan zenders.
Maar er komen geen zenders in?
Nou, het zijn zenders, alleen incompleet.
Maar niemand van jullie wil dat weer restaureren ofzo?
Nee, er is geen gedachte naar, want dat werpt dus enorme moeilijkheden op. En wat de tijd uitwijst, dat wijst de tijd uit, dat is onvoorspelbaar. Misschien dat ze er helaas een staaf dynamiet in gooien. Of dat iemand langskomt met een 500.000 en zegt, kom Gerrit, we gaan het eens opknappen. En die meneer is dan wel weer welkom uiteraard.
Serving the European continent from the North Sea. This is the new Radio Caroline.
In 1972 verscheen de Miami Go, nu geankerd voor de Nederlandse kust, plots terug in de lucht.
Very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Radio Caroline, broadcasting on 199 meters in the medium wave band. We're broadcasting from the radio ship, the Miami Go. Crispy and St. John here with music for you till 10 o'clock this morning.
Please continue.
Sound of a Nation, Radio Caroline. Crispy and St. John.
Anyway, take care now. Don't forget the three most important things in life are love, peace and happiness. They'll make your world go round at this Christmas time. They really are the best things in life. Bye-bye now and see you tomorrow sometime, okay? Bye-bye.
Now, Caroline proudly presents more music power with Mike's
Dog. Ik denk denken dat er nog wat mensen in de landen zijn die denken van wanneer gaat het weer uit de lucht of zo. Nou, ik kan u dit verzekeren, dat gebeurt niet meer. Niets, maar dan ook niets, houdt dit station meer tegen. Alle moeilijkheden zijn zo'n beetje opgelost en nou, ik dacht wel dat we daar overheen waren.
Caroline, sure shot.
Ja, daar is hij dan weer. Mijn persoonlijke sure shot van 30 december tot en met 6 januari.
With Caroline on 259.
Go, go!
Tonight is the eerste aflevering, is het?
Eerste of... you're in Engeland.
The first edition.
That's it, the eerste aflevering
van Archer and Allen.
Samen.
1 hour of total camp on the air tonight.
Between, what time? It's 1 and 2, isn't it?
Yes, 1 and 2 every Friday night.
So if you're listening in Britain, that's midnight and 1.
Ik heb heel even een interne dienstmededeling, dus zet u misschien uw radio even af. Ik zou aan Bill van der Steen willen vragen of er nog bier is.
Sound of a Nation, Radio Caroline.
Dit is een Park Radio productie.
In 1973 wilde Radio Caroline in samenwerking met een groot blad een seksshow uitzenden, wat echter door een generatorprobleem nooit is doorgegaan. Dankzij de medewerking van Dennis King kunnen we toch een stukje van zo'n show laten horen.
Geile verhalen, belevenissen van lezers, seksnieuwtjes en tientallen kleurenfoto's. Kes met opwindende brieven aan Monique. Kes met dolle seksavonturen van hoofdredacteur stuntman Porno Paul. Kes met sensationele van Antwerpse hoofdcommissaris Hazendonks. Kes met deze man als hoofdartikelen bestialiteit en nymphomania. Koop nu Kes. Verkrijgbaar bij iedere goede
seksshop. In response to millions of requests, Radio Caroline and the Free Radio Campaign are proud to announce. Now here's something that you will like. on your jalopy or on your bike. A paper sticker from Caroline, they're free and really fine. Yes, your Caroline car sticker is absolutely free. Just send a stamped addressed envelope to the Free Radio Campaign, BMFRC London WC1, and we'll send you a Top Hell car sticker absolutely free. So now before we say toodaloo, a quick reminder what you always do. Hurry up now, there ain't much time. Get your sticker from Caroline.
In 1973 was Radio Veronica gedurende enkele dagen te beluisteren vanaf de MV Miamigo, daar de Nordenai, het zendschip van Veronica, op de kust was gelopen.
We dachten wel, en wij zijn in dit geval Freek, Simon en mijzelf, dat het de meest toepasselijke opname was om mee te beginnen. In verband met het feit dat u tussen 3 en 4 niet aan boord was, wij, Freek en ik, werden bijna niet goed. Wij moesten bijna wat wij daar altijd van moeten. We zijn overigens er wel in geslaagd om een live uitzending voor elkaar te brengen. Tot enkele minuten voor 4. Freek, want jij hebt het helemaal erg druk, weer in de volgende nieuwsuitzending. Hij fungeert vandaag als cassettemachine, want je hebt hem een zet te geven, de eerste die komt eruit.
Pijlsnelle jets in een pijlsnelle wereld, dat is de wereld van Peter Stuyvesant. Peter Stuyvesant, u geniet zoveel meer.
Kijk, dat is Freek Simon en hij zal fungeren tot enkele minuten voor 4 door dergelijke activiteiten in de dag te leggen. Misschien is het wel handig voor de reclameafdeling Niels om dat even te volgen. Ik moet u dan ook nog een keer voorstellen aan Norman Barrington. Die is op dit moment dan de dienstdoende technicus hier, want daar hebben we helemaal geen kaas van gegeven. De man die normaal gesproken zijn brood verdient door de zeer eervolle taak van DJ te zijn op Caroline normaal gesproken. Maar we gaan geen platen af en aankondigen, dat lijkt me ook helemaal niet de bedoeling. De volgende die... Ja, we gaan ons er toch bezig
houden. Ik heb even een reclame nog tussendoor en dat is...
Waar moet ik op drukken?
Je drukt me even op mijn neus. En dat is een reclame die ik niet ken, maar hij gaat over Stella Artois. Het is een biertje dat uit het zuiden komt en dat is ongetwijfeld het heerlijkste bier wat er beneden de grote rivieren te krijgen is. Stella Artois.
Adriaan van Landschoot, een Belgisch zakenman, kocht zendtijd bij de Caroline-organisatie en was in 1973 3 maanden met zijn Radio Atlantis vanaf de MV Miamigo in de lucht.
Atlantis here, Atlantis there, Atlantis in the air, Atlantis everywhere.
Mevrouw, wat is uw idee over Radio Atlantis?
Oh, dat is een goede post, la.
Radio Atlantis. Fire!
Meneer, ik had graag uw mening over Radio Atlantis.
Oh, Atlantis, meneer. Maar dat zijn de CW'en. En we kunnen een vrije goed pakken, wij.
Radio Atlantis.
Live from the North Sea, good music on 259 meters every night between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. on Radio Caroline.
All right, out on the rolling, rolling, rolling sea. All right, out on the rolling, rolling, rolling sea now.
Tijdens de kerstdagen legden de Caroline DJ's een verbinding met de DJ's van Radio Noordzee Internationaal aan boord van de Mebo 2.
The Doobie Brothers, and listen to the music and listen to what's happening over the way. Are we listening or not? I thought we were. What's happening over the way, Norman? You haven't got the volume turned up, I don't think.
For me, it's terrible.
No, well, you should take it with tonic, you see.
No, I try it at home, but no, I can drink it.
You get a hangover, don't you? You know, when I woke up this morning, this is something that, a little secret between myself and the listeners, you see. I had a hangover, do you realize that? I woke up and I felt rather dreadful, and then I was doing my World's Airways.
Shame on you, Brian.
And at the moment, actually, I've recovered and I'm feeling great, really enjoying doing it.
I'm sure.
But you've been had a hangover all day. I know, man.
Yeah. He's always got a hangover.
Staggering about the ship, haven't you?
Nah. Yes, you have.
Do you realize, though, something, Jan? At the moment, we are going out on 2 radio stations.
Yeah, I hear it.
So you're
hello, Brian. A very belated and very Merry Christmas to you.
Worldwide?
Worldwide, yes.
Caroline, 259, all the time in your mind. Keep in mind, 259, Caroline, use its mind.
Enige dagen later, op 1 januari 1974, was de officiële start van Radio Miamigo, die overdag de uitzenduren vulde.
Op zeer korte tijd is Radio Miamigo gegroeid tot het meest populaire radiostation in de Benelux.
It's number one! Miamigo.
Radio Miamigo is er ook voor uw reclameboodschappen. Voor informatie schrijf naar postbus 847 Hilversum in Nederland. Dat is postbus 847 Hilversum in Nederland.
Miamigo Radio.
Iedere dag van 4 tot 6 uur een nieuwe aflevering van de Mike Morgan Show.
Van juni tot oktober 1973 en in de eerste twee maanden van 1974 verving Radio Seagull Radio Caroline.
Thank you very much indeed for the peps. It's coming up to 1 o'clock in the morning. And this is Andy Archer here with you. Not for the next hour, unfortunately, because we have lots of things to do, as you can imagine, being this is our first day on the air. So our technician, Dennis King, is going to play you some non-stop music for the next hour. The title track from the new album from Black Sabbath, that was called Sabbath Bloody Sabbath. As I said earlier in the first hour, but you may have missed it, being as this is the first night from Radio Seagull, every Monday night between 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock, we'll be having a special schools program with the school's top 20 and school news and other items of interest for people at school, as well as a weekly competition with classical music, sport, and also general knowledge as well. Dennis looking at me in amazement. It's very cold in here tonight, isn't it?
Yeah. Get the heater on.
Get the heater on, yep. Right, here's something to warm us up from Deep Purple.
You're tuned to the voice of peace and good music, coming live from the North Sea all through the night on 259 meters medium wave, the voice of Radio Caroline.
Difficulty at the moment. In heavy seas we're drifting, and what do we want?
We'd like to get a message to our office on shore because our main anchor chain is broken. It broke at least half an hour ago. We're drifting in the not deep channel as far as we can tell. We are in contact with another ship at the moment, and the English Coast Guards have been notified. So if you are receiving this message, do not contact the Coast Guards, but people on shore that know our office telephone numbers, would they please be in contact with people immediately? And the ship is in no immediate danger at all. The only problem we do have is possible drifting onto a sandbank. Our last position at anchor was 1 degree 35 minutes east, 51 degrees 42.5 minutes north, and the Coast Guards already have that position. So once again, for people that do know our office telephone numbers, what we want you to do at the moment is to contact people so that people in our offices back shore know what's happening. And back to Simon.
Yeah, well, I think if we can go back to the program, if you can arrange that.
Aquí es Radio Mi Amigo. Esto es un programa de Radio Mi Amigo en colaboración con Radio Girona.
Radio Mi Amigo, your station. Mi Amigo Radio. Your radio, it's 259.
259 meter in de middengolf. Radio Mi Amigo Internationaal.
Tijdens de golflengtewisseling van Radio Mi Amigo van 212 naar 319 meter, dat was op 1 december 1977, was Stuart Russell duidelijk geïrriteerd door de technische fouten van Herman de Graaf. Luister maar.
The Beatles and the song called All You Need Is Love. Let's try to go back upstairs now. Anybody there?
In my piano.
No, I have my ear to cross in
I'm
the studio
here because
with me.
The link up is not working at the moment.
No.
Some stupid way we didn't have any sound on 212.
212 is not on the air.
There was nothing.
There was nothing.
Oh, I started playing records.
Yes.
Did you take that switch there?
Well, that switch is back in the original position at the moment where it should be, so you should be on the air.
I'm on the air with the record now, yeah.
You're on the air with the record now.
Yeah.
It's quite peculiar because you were coming through nice and clearly down here, but you couldn't hear me.
I couldn't hear you because I didn't have a headphone, so you switched me off again. Is that correct?
Well, I plugged you back in now, so you're on your own upstairs.
Yeah, okay.
Okie dokie?
Okie dokie.
Right.
Ga jij nou iets Nederlands doen?
Hallo?
Ga jij nou iets Nederlands zeggen?
I'm not talking Dutch.
Nee, waarom niet?
I'm not in the mood to talk Dutch, actually. We're fast running out of time, actually.
I know, but in that case, we switch over a little later.
Okay, then. I've got to play this little thing for you now, actually. So, if you could sit back and listen to this. This is your tune from a couple of your disc jockeys. It's called the Mi Amigo song.
Of course.
I'd like to apologize for the technical hitch. It was totally due to human incompetence, that human being Herman de Graaf, of course.
319.
Mi Amigo.
319.
Mi Amigo.
Hoe een Nederlandse DJ, een Engelse Caroline Jock, het nieuws liet lezen, kun je in het nu volgende amusante fragment beluisteren.
Het Israëlisch kabinet heeft de hele dag vergaderd, waarna premier Begin een verklaring verlas met onder meer de stelling. Niemand kan iets krijgen zonder daar wat tegen over te stellen. Syrië wil zijn troepen die deel uitmaken van de Arabische Vredesmacht terugtrekken uit Libanon, omdat het te duur wordt. Het handhaven van de troepen in Libanon kost volgens Syrië 65 miljoen dollar per maand, en dat kunnen ze niet meer opbrengen. Al dus de Syrische minister van Buitenland zaken. Het weer tot morgenavond. Nou wat regen, vrij zonnig. Met een krachtige zuidwestelijke wind. Min 13 tot max rond 20 graden.
All right.
Dit was de nieuws en weerbericht van Radio Mi Amigo.
Goed, de juiste tijd. Het is nu 6 uur. In 1978 had men aan boord last van wespen, getuige het volgende protestlied.
Wespen, allemaal wespen, barst van de wespen op dit zendschip, mi amigo. Duizenden wespen op dit zendschip, op de Noordzee.
Het zendschip de MV Mi Amigo, liggende voor anker 12 mijl uit de kust van Engeland, is getroffen door een wespenplaag. Enkele weken geleden heeft de aflossingsploeg er twee aan boord gebracht en deze wespen hebben duidelijk gedaan wat moeder natuur van hen heeft verwacht. Via alle ramen en deuren komen ze naar binnen, de bemanning is radeloos en weet niet wat te beginnen.
Help, help! Van de wespen op dit zendschip, mi amigo. Duizenden wespen op dit zendschip. Op de Noordzee.
In een vrolijke bui maakten de DJ's aan boord gedurende een nacht alternatieve uitzendingen. En dat onder de naam Radio Atlantis.
Radio Atlantis. Radio Atlantis. Radio Atlantis.
Hallo, hallo. These are test transmissions from Radio Atlantis, from the rough sands Ford.
Radio Atlantis.
Hit music.
Radio Atlantis.
These are test transmissions from Radio Atlantis. We will start official broadcasting the June the 7th, and any reception reports may be sent to Radio Atlantis, 171 George Street, London 1. Any reception reports may be sent to Radio Atlantis, 171 George Street, London 1.
Uit 1978 zijn hier tevens wat flitsen van de Engelstalige service van Radio Caroline.
Good evening, I'm Tom Hardy and tonight with the first of tonight's personal top 30s till 9 o'clock. Our first one is from Susan Friend of 96 Arnold Crescent, Isleworth in Middlesex.
Live from the North Sea on 319 meters, 962 kilohertz, this is Europe's first and only album station.
Radio Caroline.
Good evening, I'm Stevie Gordon. Until 9, 9 to midnight, it's Mike Stevens with the brand new Caroline Countdown, and at 12 midnight, music from Richard Thompson.
In 1978 produceerde Steve England speciaal voor Radio Mi Amigo een nieuwe set Sonofox jingles.
Radio Mi Amigo! Radio Mi Amigo! Radio Mi Amigo! Radio Mi Amigo!
Radio Mi Amigo, Mi Amigo, Mi Amigo, Mi Amigo. Radio Mi Amigo still going strong in 1978. Mi Amigo, goeiemiddag. Mi Amigo, music.
Zo nu en dan waren er in de mannengemeenschap aan boord ook vrouwen aanwezig. Het was dan meestal een groot feest. Luister bijvoorbeeld naar een leuk fragment uit een programma van Samantha Dubois.
Something that I'm at 19 minutes.
20 minutes past 12, 11 here on Radio Caroline. Anyway, I don't care.
Have the music.
I'm stuck, Nigel.
Stuart, you mean.
Who is that? Well, there's two different persons in the studio. Well, look, the person you're listening to now is called Sam. Yeah. She is one of the most beautiful... one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. So, being in the studio, listening to her music, gives you a thrill, right?
I don't know what you mean by beautiful, me
well,
sitting...
Well, sort of that.
Stop touching my tits.
Radio Caroline.
3-1-9. En dan nu 5 minuten lang goeie en gekke jingles uit de laatste periode van Radio Caroline in 1979
Hello,
en 1980.
Some bits and pieces.
Ah, die luisteraars, onder het motto, zolang we er nog liggen, zenden we nog uit, wens ik u een bijzonder voorspoedig 1980 met bijzonder veel muziek.
De Belgische Nationale Hitsparade.
Mmm, lekker eten is dit. Kees Borrels, specialiteit in het restaurant voor een uiterst ongezonde hap. Specialist in worteltjes en alle andere soorten braakbaar voedsel. Kees Borrels, specialiteit in het restaurant. In de Noordzeestraat 319 bij de snelweg A963 en bij Scheveningen linksaf. Volg de borden.
Mark has the biggest Jacobs I've ever seen.
Oh! Hey, poepoes!
Mark Jacobs met muziek voor jou.
Tot slot de SOS-calls van de Engelse kustwacht tijdens het zinken van de Miami Go. De laatste woorden van de DJ's en enkele nieuwsflitsen.
38 North 0132 East. Shipping water. 5 crew members aboard. Request lifeboat assistance. Ships in vicinity call Thames Coast Guard.
Well, we're sorry to tell you that due to the severe weather conditions and also to the fact that we're shipping quite a lot of water, we're closing down and the crew are at this stage leaving the ship. Obviously, we hope to be back with you as soon as possible. But we'd just like to assure you all on land that there's nothing to worry about. We're all quite safe. Just for the moment, we'd like to say goodbye. Tom?
Yeah, it's not a very good occasion, really. I have to hurry this because the lifeboat is standing by. We're not leaving and disappearing. We're going onto the lifeboat, hoping that the pumps can take it. If they can, we'll be back. If not, well, I don't like to say it.
I think we'll be back one way or another.
Yeah, I think so.
From all of us, for the moment, goodbye and God bless.
Het zendschip Miamigo is vergaan, waardoor de piratenzender Radio Caroline uit de lucht is. Het schip is in tweeën gebroken voor de Britse kust bij de monding van de Theems. De vier discjockeys zijn door een reddingboot in veiligheid gebracht.
Loving awareness, Radio Caroline. Love and good music, Radio Caroline.
We hopen dat je met evenveel plezier hebt geluisterd naar deze LP als door de loop van de jaren heen naar de programma's vanaf de MV Miami Go.
Love and good music, Radio Caroline.